I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story of the day is pretty simple. The Falcons have a new general manager. His name is Ian Cunningham. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Been here hanging out all day. Thanks for everybody that stopped in, Mike, came through. It's been a fun day. Just a quick recap before we hear a soundbite from one Falcon legend about Michael Penix, because as we continue to discuss what that's going to be for the Falcons, again, I don't know how you look at this hire with Ian Cunningham and go, okay, they went in the right direction. That's all we could ask. As far as the success rate, Mike, and how many, you know, picks turn into future Hall of Famers and all right. that, who knows? But I think they went in the right direction. And more importantly, I'm excited, and this is the reason why. I think you got three guys in the building for whatever reason, right or wrong, they're going to say, hey, this team has a lot right. But the things that are wrong or they feel like they need to fix, hopefully they're going to be able to do that. And the melding, Mike, of putting this together as far as the brain power and how they're going to see things, I'm excited to see what that's going to look like.
Look, we all know this team has had some issues. Now, how they got to figuring out that Arthur Blank needs to step away, you want to thank Sportology, you want to thank the two different consulting firms. Look, I've got to believe that Matt Ryan knows what he's doing. And with Matt, I think some fans are like, he's never done this before. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Ian Cunningham hasn't been a GM. Stefanski won 8 games in 2 years. At some point, guys, I said to Carl to start the program, you have a little bit of faith. I mean, it's hard. It's not easy. The history shows you that hopefully what's past is not prologue, that we will figure this out, and that Matt is the guy to do it and shepherd us through. It's not a transition. We've got a lot of good pieces. You already talked about the defense.
Yes.
You know, there are some moves that have to be made. Some decisions have to be made. And, again, Penix Jr., telling the fan base Joe Flacco may start the season isn't ideal, but it does fill the need. And it makes sense because he knows the offense. So the point I'm getting to is, guys, have a little bit of faith or just quit. Then stop being a fan. Don't bother. And then you can just be on the fence the rest of your life. I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. I have season tickets. I live and die with this team. I think, Carl, you hear our passion on the air. Let's hope they get it right, or at least let's give them the benefit of the doubt until they no longer deserve it with the new regime. How about that?
That's where it's at. Let's hear Mike Vick, man, because he had this to say about Michael Penix. For all of you who continue to say this is not going to happen, he's not going to eventually turn into the quarterback that we want him to be, Mike Vick was asked about his thoughts on Michael Penix.
I think it's really good for Michael Penix to get somebody like Kevin Stefanski, an offensive mind, somebody who's going to pour into him, teach him how to play the quarterback position on a daily basis. And, you know, Michael has all the tools to be successful with that guy right there, Bijan, you know, and then the receivers that he has, Drake London. And I think Kyle Pitts is still there. He should be. I mean, it's enough weapons on the offensive side of the ball to get some production. You know, just got to build on the offensive line like anywhere else. And I think once they do that, you know, you got a team that's going to be very competitive. And, you know, ultimately defenses win championships and win games rather. But the offense is going to be a lot better than it was in the last couple of years. And they still got Kirk Cousins too. So, you know, they got a safety blanket within him. And I think this team will definitely make a run at it in the next couple of years.
That was courtesy of Good Morning Football on NFL Network as Mike Vick stopped by. Obviously, they were going to ask him about the Falcons.
If you don't believe Dukes, and you don't believe Bell, and you don't believe Stefanski, and you don't believe Matt Ryan, I know some of you dudes out there will believe in what number 7 had to say. The original number 7, Mike Vick.
You're right.
Give him a shot.
I do believe that. And by the way, once the moves are made as far as who's here and who's not, this may look a little different, but I think the premise of what he's saying is absolutely right. And it's good to get Stefanski, a guy that's going to help. All right, real quick, I got to play this for you before we get out of here, man. We talk a lot about these press conferences, opening press conferences when coaches get hired.
You only have one chance to make a first impression.
So Robert Saleh is the new head coach of the Titans. And I just want you to hear, Mike, there were a lot of bleeps in this press conference with Robert Saleh. This wasn't Robert Saleh just being, I'm so happy to be here. We're going to be a fun and entertaining team. This is Saleh talking about how the team is going to play.
Fast and violent, man. Play in and play out. We're going to play with speed. We're going to play confident. We're going to have some swag. Talk a little. But I want them to show who they are. Play in and play out. And like I said, the one thing that you'll notice is the speed at which we play and the violence at which we do it.
Here we go. Speed, violence, and we're going to talk some ish. That's what he said.
And iron will sharpen iron. Wow, that's like, it's son of Quinn. Son of Dan Quinn.
So, wait, he wasn't done.
But wait.
There's more. What does he want the Titans to look like? This is Robert Saleh.
What do you want them to be known for week in and week out?
Fast and violent, man. Play in and play out. We're going to play with speed. We're going to play confident. We're going to have some swag. Talk a little. But I want them to show who they are. Play in and play out. And like I said, the one thing that you'll notice is the speed at which we play and the violence at which we do it.
All right. Okay. A little bit over the top. Is it a little bit over the top?
I believe fast and violent.
Fast
that's the way
violent,
Rasheed
man.
Rice. That's the way Rasheed Rice likes to drive cars.
Is it a little bit? I just feel like, you know, you're going to see how we play fast and violent. I'm like, man. Okay. We'll see. Look, I like Robert Saleh. I think he got a raw right. deal with the Jets. But it feels, what's the word I'm looking for, Mike?
Contrived.
And
forced.
Familiar.
Forced.
Yes. Yes. You know?
Too much.
Too much. That's
Bring it down a notch.
That's what it feels like.
You're in Nashville, son.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a little bit over the top. We're going to talk ish to everybody out there.
Yeah, if you're in Las Vegas, that's a great way to start.
Yeah.
You're in Nashville.
Right. It's just not that vibe. But we'll see. I mean, Vrabel didn't even do that when he was in Nashville.
Fast and violent.
Fast and violent, man.
Fast and violent. Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar. I knew you'd get a kick out of that.
I mean, I wish I named my band that in high school. Coming up, Fast and Violent.
Fast and Violent, man. Hey, man, we're live at Twin Peaks. Turtle's got a full show coming up.
You know what Turtle is? Fast and Violent.
Fast and Violent. He's going to be
there
for
violent, man.
Four for 4 hours. Okay. Or obviously, you've kept that. All right, we got to get out of the way, man, and clear our throat.
Fast and violent, man.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, want to tell everybody, be safe this weekend.
Don't be fast and violent.
This is not the weekend, okay? I don't care if the snow is fluffy, okay? Don't be that.
Be slow and safe.
Thanks to everybody here at Twin Peaks. Management, all the wait staff, and make sure you tip your wait staff, man. Take care of the ladies here at Twin Peaks. Thanks to all of our listeners, Mike. We had so much fun catching up with everybody.
Right
on. Big shout out to our buddy,
Swede. Man, this guy's in his 80s, and we always loved hearing him interacting his stories. To come and bring in the photos, showing us the O.J. Simpson wedding photos with Nicole Brown Simpson, photos of Hitch. Just amazing stuff, man. Just great guy. We got some of the best listeners in the world. Thanks to our man over here. Hey, man.
Tinker,
baby. And he looks like he's 12, but he's actually 22. One of our best listeners as well. You're a young-looking kid, man. Good kid.
All right, man. We are back Monday. We have a lot to get to. We'll come off of whatever the snow thing's going to happen. And then we will turn the page, Mike. Next week, it's all about the big game. And we got a lot to lead into the trade deadline. If you missed Steve Kuhnen today, doesn't sound like they're going to do anything, but he said stay tuned.
Yeah, look, I know we've spent a lot of time on this. I just thought we could kind of tweak the team and still make the playoffs with the guys you added. And apparently that's a stretch. Maybe it is.
I want to remind you, come hang out with Abe Gordon, 92.9 The Game, Michelob Ultra Guys, Atlanta Hawks Watch Party. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Tony's Sports Grill in Norcross. All the information online. Hey, big shout out to Gordon. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Obviously, our executive producer, Day-Day, and back at the studio, Big O. Thanks for keeping us on air. All right, Mike, let's start the weekend, man. Clear your throat.
All right, what if I told you a team could win the Super Bowl and the owner can say, and now the team's for sale. Mic drop. That's the case with Seattle. Paul Allen's estate, his widow has been in charge of it, and his wish was eventually to sell both the Seahawks and the Portland Trail Blazers, which he owns, and take all of the profits of the sale and give it to charity. How about that? We're talking, you know, $8, $9, $10 billion potentially when all is said and done. Stay tuned on that. But Seattle has a rare chance to win the last game of the season and then sell the team. How crazy.
It is crazy. Hey, I didn't talk about this yesterday, but Florida's new coach, John Summerall. This is interesting. Dog fans, Tennessee, Alabama. He is not allowing his players to wear the Florida logo.
Oh.
He's saying you got to earn it. He is also saying we ain't earned it yet.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
And until you do something, and we haven't done a damn thing, here's your jersey with no logo.
Right.
Here's your helmet with no logo. Here's your locker with no logo. Interesting concept, Mike, but he is a believer in earning it. We'll see if Florida does.
Coach, can I transfer right now?
Hey, if you love the show.
Tell your friends.
If you don't.
Your team is in Fast and Violent.
Fast and Violent, man.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.